Page 115. Listening Practice 9. Play Testers. You are going to listen to an interview about video game play testers. Listen and choose the correct answers. I'm Jeremy Rees with Radio 8's Business Newsletter. My guest this afternoon is Meg Collins, owner of MC Games. Based here in London, MC Games is doing exceptionally well in the extremely competitive video game industry. So let's find out how. Meg, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeremy. I'm glad to be here.
Let's start with a bit of background, Meg. The video game industry is one that continues to grow. In the USA in 2007, more video games were sold than DVDs and cinema tickets. And in 2008, sales there reached $22 billion, a rise of nearly 20%. However, this is also an industry where competition is stiff, and some games can now cost up to several million dollars to produce. So, how has MC Games become so successful?
Well, Jeremy, I think it's mainly because our brilliant team of writers, artists and programmers create games that people want to play. But game creation is a long and complicated process, so things can easily be forgotten and mistakes can occur. That's why I also always credit a lot of our success to our playtesters.
Playtesters? You'll have to explain to our listeners what you mean by that, Meg.
Of course, Jeremy. Playtesters are people who come in to play the video games and check that the games, as kids say, play well.
At what point do playtesters test a game?
Well, playtesters come in at various stages throughout a game's development. Someone from the design team stays in the room to record the playtesters' comments and to answer their questions. Oh, and these sessions are always videoed. It's amazing how much useful information these tapes provide. For example, we can tell when a player is enjoying a game just by watching his body language. Is he smiling? Does he look frustrated? Sometimes these messages give us more information than the actual comments that playtesters make.
Well, what do playtesters comment on?
Everything, from the storyline to the sound effects. But most importantly, on what we call playability. Things like how clear the game's goals and rules are, how the game responds to the controls, if the graphics look authentic.
Could you give us an example of playtester feedback?
Certainly. Yesterday, four 12-year-old boys playtested a new motorbike racing game. The design team and other office staff had already played the latest version several times, and they thought it was nearly perfect. But the boys immediately discovered a serious problem. Pushing the control buttons too hard made it impossible to navigate the motorbikes.
It's hard to believe nobody else had noticed that.
Actually, everyone on the team had noticed it, but nobody identified it as a real problem. They simply pushed the control buttons more gently. However, the 12-year-old playtesters didn't have the patience for that, so they rated the game as unplayable. We wouldn't have known it was a serious problem without the playtesters' help, so you can see how essential they are to our success.
Tell me, Meg, how do you find playtesters?
We advertise in local video arcades and shops in order to get testers who live in the area and can easily get to our offices.
Can they test the games at home?
Some companies allow playtesters to work from home, but we prefer that they come into the office. That's why, unlike other companies who just give playtesters a copy of the game, we pay them, and we also provide them with snacks and soft drinks.
Sounds great to me. I think I'll apply for the job. Well, it's time for the news, but when we return, Meg, I'd like to talk about